Carlos Mencia is here again today, and you're still funny. That's
always funny.
Always.
Always funny.
24 hours.
I get better. I get better with age, bro. I get better with age.
So what do you do? Do you get tired of what you do on stage?
I wish I did, bro. I really do. I wish I did so I could take a break,
right.
But I don't. And here's the thing about me. I feel like this social responsibility when I see things that nobody's talking about or afraid to talk about.
Like what?
I hate the fact that we in America don't point out stupid anymore, so that stupid behavior is not only rewarded. So let's say back in the day, some idiot kid jumped off the roof, landed, tried to get in the pool, broke both of his legs. That dude was an idiot for the rest of his life unless he moved to a different school, right?
Sure.
That guy was the idiot that jumped off the pool. Today, that guy ends up on some TV show and somebody laughs, but it's a celebrated thing. All of a sudden, it's not, you're the idiot. It's like, dude, I saw you on MTV, bro. That was funny, man. So they don't know, so people don't know. Like, here's an example. And every time I go on stage, I talk about this and I ask people to raise their hand. About 80-something percent of people in this country don't know that those kids that got stuck in that cave,
right.
that cave gets flooded
every year.
That time every year.
Right.
Right. So most people don't know that you're not supposed to go in that cave at that time of year. So people think like it's like, oh, the tragedy, it's an occurrence. No, that dumb coach took those kids there and he took the soccer team, right? Take the swim team, bro. If you're going to go when it's going to flood, take the swim team, not the soccer team. And so I want to do a joke about stuff like that so that people get what's going on. So that people, because when you cater to stupidity so much, it gets to the point where that's why so many lawsuits end up. Like you ask anybody with businesses about lawsuits, they'll tell you how crazy it is. Because it started with way back in the day, right? An old lady is driving in a car. She's making a left turn. She while she's making a turn, she takes the lid off of the coffee. Granted, it said on the menu, hot coffee. Not just
this coffee, right.
Hot coffee. And when she went to court, she said it was so hot, it burnt the hairs on my chest. First of all, why do you have a hairy chest? Let's just talk about the hairy chest part. Let's not even get to anything else. Like if I was Judge Carlos would be like, let's talk about your hairy chest before we even get to anywhere
else.
Coffee
on your chest anyway.
Yes, exactly. So nobody points that stuff out.
And you're gonna be pointing that stuff out this weekend at Tommy T's.
Tommy T's. And listen, we're recording for a special that I'm doing. I'm recording a bunch of shows and putting them together. So don't come with somebody that you cannot be seen with on camera.
Oh, good call right there.
I'm telling you straight up,
right,
dude.
A little warning.
If you're shady, come by yourself. Or come with your girl, but come with your boy and like split them up.
Tickets and all the info, TommyTees.com. Carlos Mencia, always good to see you, man.
Love you,
dog.
Nice to see you back, baby.